Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz and Shlomo Ben Avraham, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Rab Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mitman, and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. We're going to concentrate on just one subject this week because it's a subject with tremendous historic implications. And that is the decision of Donald Trump, the insane decision of Donald Trump, to meet with and legitimize and start praising the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. First of all, let's understand something. In many areas, Trump is actually behaving in a manner that is worse, with a policy that is even worse than what we had under Barack Hussein Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and the other presidents. The other presidents before him were disastrous as well. But Trump is doing things that in many areas, including this essential area, which involves survival, and because North Korea does have dozens of nuclear weapons, he is behaving, as far as this subject is concerned, in a manner that is worse than prior presidents, and that takes a lot of doing. He is behaving in a manner that is more dangerous than what prior presidents did. Trump says that Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea, quote, wants peace, unquote. And he's praising him. He's actually praising him. He's saying he wants peace, and he's anxious to meet with him and negotiate with him. He's telling his crowd, when he speaks before a crowd, don't boo his name, we have to be nice to him. This is an individual who murdered over 2 million of his own people. Over 2 million North Koreans were murdered because of this monstrous regime's Nazi policies, including over 1 million North Korean children who were deliberately starved to death. This monster, this North Korean Hitler now, is being praised by Trump, and Trump is telling us he wants peace. Watch this video.
Who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think. They're not going to send missiles up. Think of it. They're not sending missiles up. And I believe that. I believe that. I really do. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make peace. I think it's time. And all of a sudden, they come in, they say, we're going to have a meeting, and there's no more missiles going off, and they want to denuclearize. Nobody heard that. Nobody thought, but they said they want to. They are thinking about that. Who knows what's going to happen? And seeing Kim Jong-un. And, no, it's very positive. No. After the meeting, you may do that. But now we have to be very nice because let's see what happens. Let's see what happens.
And so you see Trump telling the retarded Trumpsters that Kim Jong-un wants peace. This is the same Kim Jong-un who has hundreds of times sworn that he is going to destroy the United States, that he's going to perpetrate a nuclear holocaust. He says the American people will face complete nuclear annihilation. And he has between 20 and 80 nuclear bombs at his disposal. Now let's understand something. For 30 years now, the United States has engaged in negotiations with North Korea over their nuclear program. Numerous presidents, Democrat and Republican, have engaged in these negotiations, and North Korea has repeatedly made promises and never kept a single word, always lied, always cheating, always lying. In fact, the initial negotiations were to prevent North Korea from having the ability to someday create nuclear bombs. We were told we don't want them to even get to the point where they have the ability to even come close to creating nuclear bombs. That's what we were promised by George H.W. Bush, that's Bush Sr., by Bill Clinton, and then by George W. Bush. We were promised that they were going to prevent that from happening. And North Korea promised. They had signed agreements. They made diplomatic commitments. They made commitments directly to the United States in negotiations directly with the United States. They made commitments through China and Russia, who were guaranteeing that they were going to behave well and they weren't going to build nuclear bombs. Here we are after these negotiations and after all these efforts, and we've come to a point where North Korea, which was unable to create nuclear bombs and was in a situation where they could not create nuclear bombs. They've gone from that point to a situation where now they have 20 to 80 nuclear bombs and are using them to threaten the world and are spreading it. They're spreading it to Iran. They already spread it to Pakistan. Pakistan now has dozens of nuclear bombs with a great deal of help from North Korea and from China and Russia, by the way. Trump's friend and boss, Vladimir Putin, in Russia has helped Pakistan, Muslim terrorist Pakistan, develop nuclear bombs. And now North Korea, with its nuclear bomb-making program, we're told that there are going to be more negotiations. Are they going to get more promises from the same North Korean regime that has promised many, many times to do all types of things with its nuclear program and never kept a single word and just keeps progressing and building more and more and more? And by the way, during Trump's presidency, they have accelerated their nuclear bomb-making program. This has gotten worse during Trump's presidency, not better. This has escalated during Trump's presidency. Now, we're just going to give you a quick example from history of what happens when you try to appease vicious Nazi dictators like the monster who runs North Korea. We're going to show you what the results are. Here's Bill Clinton in 1994, before North Korea had nuclear bombs. Here's Bill Clinton getting an agreement with North Korea and getting promises with North Korea and getting guarantees from North Korea's allies and benefactors, Russia and China. Here's Bill Clinton explaining the agreement that he worked out with North Korea. Watch this.
Before I take your questions, I'd like to say just a word about the framework with North Korea that Ambassador Gallucci signed this morning. This is a good deal for the United States. North Korea will freeze and then dismantle its nuclear program. South Korea and our other allies will be better protected. The entire world will be safer as we slow the spread of nuclear weapons. South Korea, with support from Japan and other nations, will bear most of the cost of providing North Korea with fuel to make up for the nuclear energy it is losing. And they will pay for an alternative power system for North Korea that will allow them to produce electricity while making it much harder for them to produce nuclear weapons. The United States and international inspectors will carefully monitor North Korea to make sure it keeps its commitments. Only as it does so will North Korea fully join the community of nations.
And after North Korea completely violated the agreement that they made with Bill Clinton and violated the agreements they made with George W. Bush and violated every agreement they've ever made with any country at any time, after this farcical situation, once again we're talking about negotiations, once again we're talking about relaxing sanctions and enabling them to continue to exist. If North Korea's regime exists, there is a grave danger to the world. The very existence of the North Korean regime poses a grave danger to the world. That regime has to go. There has to be a reunification of North and South Korea under a democratic government. That's the only way this problem will truly be solved. And the people of North Korea, obviously, the vast majority of them don't want to live under this monster. This is one giant concentration camp. The whole country is one giant concentration camp, except for an elite group of soldiers and an elite class that lives on the top. The vast majority of the population are living in unbelievable misery and starvation. The children don't grow. Their growth has been stunted, and they have endless diseases because they're starving to death. Over 1 million children have been starved to death by the regime. Over 2 million North Koreans have been murdered by the regime. And this Hitler, we're told we have to play nice, make nice now with this North Korean Hitler, with this monster. And we're told that we can negotiate with somebody who has repeatedly negotiated with us and repeatedly violated every single thing they've ever done. And every time there's a negotiation, it only leads to more nuclear bombs and more nuclear capability and more of a threat to the world. And Donald Trump has decided that he's such a brilliant negotiator, he's such a genius, that he's going to personally meet with this monster. Did you notice in the remarks that he made, you know, when he made remarks to his crowd in Pennsylvania, to the idiots that follow him in Pennsylvania, you notice that he said, who else could do this? In other words, no other president would do this, and that's true. No other president would meet with Kim Jong-un and give him legitimacy? This is giving him a stamp of tremendous legitimacy. He's meeting with the President of the United States, the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the world's last remaining superpower. What an embarrassment that the most powerful person in the world, the leader of the world's last remaining superpower, is a clown like Donald Trump. But he's legitimizing now Kim Jong-un. He's giving him a stamp of legitimacy now, this monster, this mass murderer, this purveyor of genocide and Holocaust against his own people. And if he murdered millions of his own people, we know he's not joking when he says he's going to murder huge numbers of people from foreign countries. He's not joking when he says he would be willing to do that. The danger is tremendous. And meanwhile, his regime survives by selling nuclear technology to Iran and Pakistan and other Islamic terrorist regimes. And the message that Donald Trump is sending to Iran and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and other Muslim dictatorships that want to develop nuclear bombs, Trump is sending them a message. He is saying, you can lie to the United States. You can break every agreement. Over and over again, you can lie and break every agreement. And you can actually build nuclear bombs. After you promise not to, you can build nuclear bombs. And in the end, we're not going to do anything to you. On the contrary, the President of the United States is going to meet with you and say that you want peace. That's what you're going to get. You're going to be rewarded for endangering the survival of the world. And you know, Trump actually admires Kim Jong-un. He admires this North Korean Hitler, this monster. Of course, we know that Donald Trump has often expressed admiration for the world's dictators. But he expressed admiration for Benito Mussolini. He's expressed admiration for Vladimir Putin, his boss, and the person who owns him. He's expressed admiration for that Soviet KGB monster many, many times. Here's a commercial that we showed you. This was a JTF commercial that we put on YouTube during the 2016 campaign to try to warn you that this could happen. Here's what we showed you in 2016.
They are some of the most powerful and dangerous dictators, and Donald Trump seems to be impressed.
You got to give him credit. He wiped out the uncle. He wiped out this one, that one. I mean, this guy doesn't play games.
We would be so much better off if Gaddafi were in charge right now. Putin's been a very strong leader for Russia.
He also is a person that kills journalists, political opponents,
and invades countries.
Obviously, that would be a concern, would it not?
He's running his country, and at least he's a leader, you know. Unlike what we have in this country.
You said when the students poured into Tiananmen Square, the Chinese government almost blew it. Then they were vicious, they were horrible, but they put it down with strength. That shows you the power of strength.
Saddam Hussein was a bad guy, right? You know what he did well? He killed terrorists. He did that so good.
Now we see the practical implications of Trump's sick admiration for dictators. He said that Kim Jong-un is a smart cookie. He's a pretty smart cookie. He admires him. He actually likes these people because he would like to be a dictator, because he has that same mentality. What a disaster this is. What a disaster. And, you know, they interviewed the Trumpsters outside of the Trump rally in Pennsylvania and asked them what they think of this. The same Trumpsters who would be going crazy if Obama said that he would meet with this guy. Obama, by the way, wouldn't meet with him. Obama said when he was running for president in 2008 that he would be willing to meet with the leaders of Iran and so on and so forth. But he never did it because he saw that would be, even though Obama himself is a monster and a despicable individual and a Muslim anti-Semite, the worst traitor to the United States, a horrible, evil person. But Obama couldn't get away with what Trump can get away with, because Trump has supporters who will support him no matter what. What did Trump say? I could shoot people on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose any support. He has supporters who will support him no matter what. Even if a big nuclear mushroom cloud comes over an American major city, God forbid, And there's a nuclear attack because of Trump's insane policies. Even if that someday happens, you'll have the Trumpsters making excuses for it and saying it was somebody else or it was something else or some other doing something to divert attention from it. Trump's policies are very dangerous. And by the way, for Jews, his policies are very dangerous for Israel right now. He says he's planning to release a so-called Middle East peace plan, which of course would be national suicide for Israel. And he's legitimizing. He's legitimizing terrorist, genocidal, monstrous Nazi nations like North Korea and Iran building nuclear bombs, and then we'll negotiate with you, we'll talk to you, we'll say you want peace. And you know, he's not going to push for denuclearization. He will try to save face and get out of this any way he can because he doesn't want a failure now. So the North Korean is going to get all the benefits out of this. The United States will get nothing. Aside from a slap in the face, it's going to be a grave danger to the world. Already, you know, the White House initially said that the precondition for a meeting is that North Korea agreed to denuclearize. Obviously, they're not going to denuclearize because of Trump making his just bluffing. They're not going to. They see what a bluff he is. They see he's just a lot of hot air, a lot of hot orange air. Trump now has created a situation where now he's saying he already backed down from the precondition that North Korea has to denuclearize, which is the only thing that really would make sense. He's backed down from that now, and now he's saying we just don't want any more nuclear tests for now. No more nuclear tests, and we'll be satisfied. No more nuclear tests? You know how many times North Korea promised there'd be no more nuclear tests? And even if there are no more nuclear tests, they already have dozens of nuclear bombs. They're already exporting this to other countries. They're already endangering the security of the world and endangering millions of lives with their policies. And the dictator of North Korea, the regime in North Korea, has already massacred millions of their own people. And this is all Trump now is going to make nice with the dictator of North Korea. He doesn't see it as anything so terrible. You know why? Because if Trump were in charge of North Korea, he would do the same thing. He would also be willing to murder millions of people. In the United States, he can't do it. Because you have you still have the founding fathers created a system of checks and balances, and Trump couldn't get away with it. But if he could, he would. He has that dictatorial mentality, that tyrannical mentality, and he has no mercy for, and he has no morals, no mercy, nothing. He likes the dictators. He wants to be one himself. That's the bad news this week. The good news is, the one good news that at least I think is good news, as you know, is that we're continuing to warn the people of Israel about these dangers. There's going to be an election next year at the latest in Israel for the Israeli Knesset, for the Israeli parliament, and thousands of Israelis are watching our videos every single week. Thousands and thousands of Israelis come to Israeli Jews are coming to our videos and watching our videos and being exposed to a truth that they get nowhere else. It's so important that this message reach them. This is literally a matter of life and death. It's literally a matter of human survival at this point, because the world is in grave danger because we have insane people as leaders. And we need to have people who understand what reality dictates, the dictates of reality. If you agree that the people of Israel have to receive a message of sanity and strength and Jewish pride and Jewish honor and no surrender of Jewish land and no suicidal Trump so-called peace plans, which Trump is going to release soon, according to administration officials, according to White House officials. If you understand the importance of this and how, if we don't wake people up quickly enough, God help us. If you understand the importance of that, then you have to help us. Help us financially. Help us by spreading the word about the organization. Do everything you can. Help us by spreading the word about our organization, our websites, our main pages, our Facebook sites. and of course our YouTube sites and our numerous YouTube videos. I'm estimating now that about 10,000 people a week are going now to our advertising. We have 20 videos that we're advertising on YouTube right now in Hebrew, 20 Hebrew videos. I'm estimating that about we're getting about 10,000 views a week, I'm estimating on that. In a country of 6 million Israeli Jews, 10,000 views a week is not a bad number at all. It's a number that can start to influence things. And of course, we have numerous videos that are not part of the 20 that are being advertised. We have probably about 2,000 or 3,000 videos in Hebrew that are up there, that are sitting there, that by just sitting there accumulate views. If someone finds it in the search engine and clicks on it, we get views. So we continue to get views on the 2,000 to 3,000 videos that we have that are not part of the advertising campaign. So the message that you have seen us bring you for years now is reaching people, and we're hoping that it leads to something good. We're hoping, God willing, we're hoping it leads to something good. I can't guarantee what the results are going to be in the end. I'm not a prophet, and I'm not the son of a prophet. Ani lo navi ve'ani lo ben navi, we say in Hebrew. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. So I can't tell you exactly what the future holds or what exactly will happen, but I can tell you that in my view, the more people that wake up and the more people that get the facts and the truth, the better it is for Israel, the better it is for the world. If you agree, join with us and help us, because if we fight together, we can still make this a better world. We can still change history. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.